it's time to just do this thing. What's the news? Well, good afternoon. It is late in the day, 2 o'clock, 2:14, almost 2:15, Tuesday, November 22nd. Finally getting to a show today. I have been traveling all morning. Well, not all morning. I traveled most of the morning. And then I, of course, I had to get a workout in. I had to do my thing. I had to go get the workout. I took a little bit of a nap. Worked on a bunch of just administrative tasks and duties, emails, paperwork, you know that stuff. Did all that stuff. And then I came back and did my workout, and then I went to lunch. And I also bought a sandwich. On my way back, I was at Arby's. This is kind of awkward. It's actually kind of an awkward story. Went to Arby's for lunch, which I tend to go to at least once down here. But they do a good job. They have really upped their game. I have to say, during the COVID thing and even after COVID, at least most of the Arby's that I went to and some of the Wendy's that I went to around the country had a hard time coming back. And I don't know if it was just because they had a hard time finding people to work there that were quality individuals. It just seemed as if they were very slow to actually help people who walked in the door. Now, that drive-thrus, they seemed to be okay, but they were still slow, but the over-the-counter inside sales were very slow and very limited. Sometimes they weren't even open to be able to walk in. You could order something on their app, and you'd have to walk up to the drive-thru to get it. This was just this last year. This is just even this last summer. Now, in some places in the country, and the Arby's here locally that I have a tendency to be in here. I'm in Atlanta right now, and they used to the tendency there was to be closed most of the time. Then they were open part of the time, but it was only the drive-through. And now they're open all the time on regular hours. And I have to say, the service there—they've got some people there working. They're very good. They do a very excellent job. Very personable. Ask you the right questions. Get your orders right. They're very, very conscientious. I greatly appreciate that. I can't say that's happening all over the country, but I have noticed that there is a definite increase in the quality of personnel working at some of these places. However, having said that, I had to fill up my cup because I couldn't do a show without a cup. So I got my cup filled up here, and it's got my giant sweet tea from Arby's. They do a pretty good job. This is Atlanta. No, it's the South, so they do a good job with the sweet tea. It's not overly sweet, believe it or not. It's but it's not. It's properly done. It's fresh. It's it doesn't have that moldy taste to it that some tea gets. Some people call it sour. It's actually mold. It's actually a bacteria. Bacteria called coliform bacteria that forms in the tea and gives this weird flavor. Also kind of does some weird things with your digestive system, but I won't talk about that too much. I don't get too far into that. I think you know where I'm going with that. So there is that. And then we have I got my sandwich. Ate my sandwich and drank my tea there. Listen to a little bit of the videos that I scour through. Listen to some of those for your sake. I do that all for you, so I can report on what people are saying. And at the end of all that, I ended up taking my Arby's sweet tea. There's a Subway, not a train station, but a Subway sandwich shop on the way back. And I stopped in there, holding my Arby's cup. I have to understand the reason I stop in there is because I can get a foot long that they cut in half, which means I have 2 6-inch longs. And what I'll do is I'll eat one of those when I go over to the office. I will have one of those to eat for supper time. And then tomorrow I'll have another sandwich as well for supper time. Works out pretty well. That kind of takes care of most of my meals for a while. Now, tomorrow morning I'll be getting up early, probably doing a show pretty early tomorrow morning. My shows should be early unless I really just have to stay up too late tonight. I should be able to get up early and do a show. tomorrow morning, and in fact, every morning this week. There will even be a show on Thanksgiving morning. And so there, theoretically, that's all. This is all theory. It's all theory. It's all based on Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. But I don't know if there's a creek down here or not. But if it doesn't rise, I'll be able to get all this done. So we'll see what happens here with the news. There's been some interesting things happening, interesting headlines. Of course, we still have the whole FTX thing is going on. Now, the little dirty secret here is that this whole thing is, well, there's a couple things in the news right now. One of them is that the Hunter Biden laptop now, all of a sudden ABC is admitting that this is real. Oh, the laptop is real. Oh, we didn't know this. Of course, they're all playing Leslie Stahl and how she was interviewing President Trump and how she, Mr. Trump. Now, we can't, this stuff hasn't been verified. Have you even tried to verify it? Have you even looked into it at all? She's sitting there talking to him as if he's a child, saying, oh, we can't put this kind of thing on. Oh, Mr. Trump, we just can't do this, Mr. President. We can't put this stuff on there. You're just talking about it. You just don't know what you're talking about. Oh no, it looks like they're actually, it's true. Oh no. Okay, next subject. They're not gonna come back and apologize to anyone for their misinformation. Did you know they're a trusted news source? They couldn't verify it. And they had 50 people in the intelligence agency, five or six individuals in the intelligence heads, former intelligence heads, that were saying that it was had all the earmarks. 50 people in the intelligence services signed off on a letter. Well, and the way they got away with that is that they didn't say it was Russian disinformation or Russian propaganda. They said it had the earmarks of Russian propaganda. Nobody knows those earmarks better than the intelligence agencies. For a long time, I remember back in the late 90s, there was a news report where they said something about they can send an email. This was back before anybody understood all this VPN stuff. They could send an email and make it look like it came from Russia. They could hack into somebody's computer and make it look like it was Russian hackers. So you really don't know who's doing it. They have people working for them that are incredibly talented in some of these organizations. You'd never know it if you listen to Christopher Wray being interviewed. By the way, if you get a chance to listen to the interview, or Josh Hawley, I haven't got to hear, there's two others that I'd like to hear. One is Rand Paul and as well as Jim Jordan. Both of them, all three of them, kind of laid into Christopher Wray, who's the head of the FBI right now, and did not give him a moment to think about it. Josh Hawley got very pushy with him. Of course, now Christopher Wray was pushing back and trying to explain why, well, you know, I'm supposed to, I'm required to take that jet on my vacations. I can't travel any other way. The law requires me to take that jet. Well, the law requires you to report to Congress. The congressional Republicans were told they were going to get two sessions with you. They got one, and all of a sudden you said you had to leave. That's some kind of important business to take care of. And then he minced around with that one on, say, well, I didn't say I had important business. That was a vacation. He went on a vacation. He wouldn't admit to it. He went on a vacation. And so what he was doing, he wouldn't come out and say that, yes, he was going on vacation the day he said he was going away. And they couldn't give him another. He's like, he had to catch this plane. And he alluded to the fact that it was business he was doing. In fact, Grassley, I think it was, that was the one who was confronting him about it. And he said, well, I was referring to something that happened 2 weeks ago that I was doing business. That's what I was doing business on. So it was very strange. But they were calling him, they were holding his feet to the fire now. And of course, now he realizes Republicans are going to be in charge of the House. There are going to be some investigations. They have a lot of whistleblowers that are piling up talking about what's going on at the FBI. They are punishing whistleblowers, by the way. If the powers that be at the FBI find out who the whistleblowers are, they are punishing them. This is against the law. If you remember back in Adam Schiff's day when he was so adamantly protecting the whistleblower. It was all about the whistleblower. He must have said whistleblower 10,000 times. And how important it was to protect the name of the whistleblower. Couldn't even give you the name of the whistleblower. Which is absolutely ridiculous that you can do that. You can give the name of the whistleblower away. You just can't take any action against the whistleblower. Actually, should give them more protection once we know who it is. Actually protects them even more. So, that's what's happening right now. Kevin McCarthy, let's talk about him for a moment. Not so sure. Now, he's a game player. He's a politician. He's very good at what he does. He realizes he has to get a coalition behind him. He realizes there are people who do not like him right now. Because he has been a rhino. Folks, he is, I kid you not, if you would think this guy was Justin Trudeau's twin brother. If you compared the way they talk, if you played an interview with Kevin McCarthy and a news interview with Justin Trudeau and the way he talks and answers questions, the way he speaks, he does this thing where he gasps right before he, and if you do this, and no, and if you do this, that is a sign of, well, it's a psychological issue. I'm not going to get into it right now because I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a brain surgeon. I'm not a neurosurgeon. I'm not a physicist or an epidemiologist. Not a financial counselor, just a guy with a microphone. In fact, I don't even have a microphone. There's a microphone built into this computer that I'm using right now, but I'm not even using my regular microphone at the moment. Just to give you some idea. That's how unskilled I am about this whole thing. So I'm just recording, you know, my thoughts. Whether you agree or disagree, it's up to you. What you do with those thoughts is up to you. It's all on you. I'm just going to say that it is very interesting, to say the least, that we have Kevin McCarthy actually coming out. People on the right, people on the conservatives in the party, the actual true conservatives, are actually kind of thinking, oh, maybe Kevin McCarthy's okay. They're forgetting all about how he's been the last 6 years. Or 5, 6, 4 years, however, I think it's been 6 years he's been as a minority leader. So here we have it, with these issues that are raising their head. As you say, they're coming up, no, they're poking their head up. You can see them now rising. My understanding is, on another note, CNN apparently is having some issues. Now, there's some punditry out there that is saying that CNN is about to collapse, financially. I don't think that will ever happen. Now, if CNN abandons its main role as a political arm of the left wing, the radical left wing, if that actually happens, they may lose support from organizations such as Soros, Great Society, the Open Society, whatever it is, these things called. And if that begins to happen, they may struggle. Now, I would rather see CNN just become a centrist, good news organization. They have all the equipment. They have all the mechanisms in place for it. They could certainly be a good news organization if they just kind of cleaned house and got the right people in there. Got some objective reporters. But they won't do that. and their true colors are still under there, even though they put a veneer on. So it's one of those things, and I don't think people trust him that much. It's going to take a long time for them to win trust back, or at least some effort to do that. I'm not sure they're willing to do that. And if they do, I'm not sure who would continue to support them in the interim. They would be in a tough situation, I think. So that's happening. And it's not just a matter of getting rid of Stelter and getting rid of Cuomo and the people who are issues over there. It really is more a matter of integrity. When things they were telling us for so long are found out to be mistruths, that's another name for lies. They had a lack of candor. That's another word for lie as well. You'll hear that. You'll hear that on the House floor. Well, they had a lack of candor. In other words, they were lying. That's what they're saying. Okay. Oh, I wouldn't go that far. But that's what you mean. You just can't say the word lie because it breaks decorum in the temple of democracy. Can't say that. Can't use that word. Lie. Oh, that's calling someone a liar. Oh, my goodness. You lack of candor. Yeah, that's what you are. Anyway. Yeah. So I hear my bumper music coming in, and I know this has been a kind of a short show. I do need to get on my way. Tomorrow morning, I will have listened to, I'll probably spend most of my night awake this evening listening to all the reruns of Tucker and all the other shows. And that I listened to, all this stuff, Mr. Reagan, that's all the other stuff I listened to. Listen a little bit of Stephen Crowder. Stephen Crowder had a pretty good show this morning. If you can put up with all the vulgarities on the side. He had a pretty good show informationally. It was actually rather good. Really laid into the lies that they've been telling, especially about the Hunter Biden laptop thing. They really laid into that. A lot of places are hitting on that one. A lot of the news organizations, a lot of pundits are really hitting on that, as well as the FTX thing. So we not only have the FTX thing happening at the same time, we've got the Hunter Biden laptop, we've got all this other stuff cooking up right now. The media is trying to downplay all that, as well as some corrections that they did. The whole thing about Russia shooting a missile at Poland, of course, turned out to be a lie. It was a stray missile from Ukraine. And you better believe Ukraine knew it. And they were going along with it too. Which tells you something about some of the propaganda that's been coming out of Ukraine. It's, all's fair in love and war. And now there are some people in Congress that are asking for, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think it was one of them, she's asking for some accountability of these billions of dollars that are going over there. We'll talk about more of that tomorrow on tomorrow's show, because there is actually some things that we're finding out now, and how FTX and this Bankman kid was involved in some of that in terms of the transfer of funds that were happening with money going into Ukraine, especially in the form of Bitcoin. He was handling all the crypto exchange for donations there. And there was a lot of it. I think this guy was, if I remember right, it was like $16 billion a day that they were trading across the board. Most of that has just disappeared. Very strange. Several billion dollars that is unaccounted for. So, yes, as I said, my bumper music is coming in and it's time to go. So I'm going to go ahead and leave this with you and be done. It is Tuesday, soon to be Wednesday. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you for subscribing, for sharing, downloading, listening, talking about, commenting on. Yes, all those things. Once again, God bless. Pray for our nation. Have a great day.